Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we dive deep into the numbers that move markets. I'm Alex, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host Jordan. Today, we're unpacking Booking Holdings' first quarter 2026 results. And folks, this one's got some interesting twists. Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And what a quarter this was for Booking. On the surface, the numbers look solid. Revenue up 16% to $5.5 billion. Adjusted EBITDA growing 19% to about $1.3 billion. But dig deeper, and there's a significant geopolitical shadow hanging over these results.
Absolutely. The Middle East conflict that started in late February really threw a wrench into what could have been an even stronger quarter. CEO Glenn Fogel estimated it knocked about 2 percentage points off their room night growth. Without that impact, their 6% room night growth would have been closer to 8%.
That's a meaningful difference, Alex. And what struck me was how transparent management was about the impact. CFO Ewout Steenbergen broke it down pretty clearly. The Middle East represents about 4% of their global room nights from bookers in the region. But when you include inbound travel, it's about 7% of their total 2025 room nights. So this isn't a small market for them.
Right, and the ripple effects went beyond just the Middle East itself. They saw impacts on major transit corridors, particularly between Europe and Asia, since places like Dubai are huge connection hubs. March was especially brutal, with room night growth of just 1%, half from reduced bookings, half from increased cancellations.
But here's what I found encouraging. Despite all this disruption, they still beat the high end of their guidance on adjusted EBITDA. And Glenn Fogel's commentary was pretty reassuring about their long-term view. He pointed out they've navigated crises before: 9/11, the financial crisis, COVID, Russia-Ukraine. The fundamental desire for travel doesn't disappear.
Speaking of things that don't disappear, their capital allocation strategy. Jordan, they returned a record $3.6 billion in share buybacks this quarter alone. Since 2014, they've reduced their share count by over 40% at an average price of $93 per share. That's some serious confidence in their long-term value.
It really is. And you know what caught my attention? The U.S. performance. This was their fourth consecutive quarter of acceleration in the U.S., hitting low teens growth in room nights. That's impressive market share gains in what Glenn called a market where they have room to grow.
The U.S. story is fascinating because it shows their strategy working. They've been talking for years about investing in the U.S. market, better products, brand awareness, supply relationships. And now we're seeing it pay off, with domestic travel driving that growth and their direct channel seeing double-digit growth.
And they're not just winning in accommodations. Their connected trip vision is gaining real traction. Flights were up 28%, attractions up 25%. Connected transactions, where travelers book multiple verticals with them, grew at a high teens rate, about 3x faster than their total transaction growth.
Let's talk AI for a moment, because that was a major theme. Their Priceline AI assistant, Penny, is showing some promising early results. In limited testing, they're seeing conversion rate improvements from users who engage with Penny versus those who don't.
The AI investments seem comprehensive too. It's not just customer-facing stuff like Penny or the natural language search they're rolling out on Booking.com. They're using it internally for efficiency. Agoda saw a double-digit year-over-year reduction in customer service costs per booking thanks to AI automation.
Now let's talk guidance, because this is where the Middle East impact really shows up. For second quarter, they're expecting the conflict impact to be even higher, about 3 percentage points of headwind versus 2 in first quarter, since it spans the full quarter. Room night growth guidance of 2-4% reflects this.
But here's the key thing. They're maintaining the high end of their full-year gross bookings and adjusted EPS guidance. They're essentially assuming the Middle East impact continues through June, then recovery in the second half. That seems like a reasonable planning assumption.
One thing that jumped out from the Q&A was Glenn's optimism about AI partnerships. He mentioned relationships with OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, and Amazon. He sees AI potentially expanding the total addressable market by making travel booking easier for people who don't currently book digitally.
That's a great point. Instead of viewing AI as a threat, like some worry about travelers going to ChatGPT, instead of Booking.com, Glenn sees it as expanding the pie. More people booking travel digitally benefits everyone, and Booking's scale and data advantages position them well.
The loyalty program evolution is intriguing too. Glenn hinted at strengthening their Genius program this year, particularly in combination with Connected Trip. He called it potentially a superpower, but wouldn't give details. Classic Glenn, tease the vision, but keep the execution close to the vest.
Looking at the competitive positioning, their direct booking mix held steady in the mid-60% range despite the Middle East headwinds. That's important because direct bookings are higher margin and give them more control over the customer relationship.
So, what's the investment takeaway here? This feels like a company that's managing through a temporary geopolitical shock while continuing to invest in long-term competitive advantages. The U.S. acceleration, AI capabilities, and Connected Trip progress all suggest the underlying business momentum remains strong.
I agree. The guidance cut is really just reality. You can't plan around geopolitical events, but maintaining the high end of full-year ranges suggests they're confident in recovery. And that record share buyback? That's management putting their money where their mouth is on long-term value.
The travel industry has proven remarkably resilient through various crises. Booking's diversified global platform, strong balance sheet with $16.5 billion in cash and investments, and continued innovation investments position them well for when normal travel patterns resume.
Before we wrap up, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's a wrap on this week's Beta Finch. Booking Holdings showed they can navigate choppy waters while still advancing their long-term strategy. We'll be watching how the Middle East situation evolves and whether their U.S. momentum continues. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time with another AI-powered earnings breakdown.
Until next time, keep those algorithms learning.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.